The Reaching Rural Readers program is a virtual book club aimed at bringing books to high school students from rural Minnesota over the summer. Participating students get books mailed to them at no charge and can join in on book discussions and author talks online, facilitated by Bemidji State University education students. Joining me now to tell us more about Reaching Rural Readers are its creators, Katharina O'Connell and Danielle Sullivan. Katharina is an associate professor of education at Concordia College. She is coming to us this morning all the way from Norway, where she is wrapping up on a year serving as a Fulbright roving scholar. And Danielle Sullivan is an associate professor of English at Bemidji State University, where she leads the English education program. So, Katharina, can you talk about how the Reaching Rural Readers program got started?
Absolutely. The program really stemmed from a literacy program that I had created in a middle school. And the program was just very successful, and the students gradually aged out of the program. And parents had contacted me and had asked if there was something for older students, so students in high school age. And at the time, of course, no, I didn't have that. But I knew that Danielle was so passionate about young adult literature. I reached out to her and I asked if she would be interested in starting this Reaching Rural Readers program. And she, I'm so glad that she agreed to be a part of this. And we just started in 2024. We didn't know what to expect, but every year we've had just wonderful turnout. We've had great feedback, and we hope to keep doing it years to come.
Danielle, can you talk about who is eligible for this program and how far of a reach are we talking?
Yeah, well, right now, initially when we started, we were focused on rural Minnesota youth. Last year, we got a great email from a parent who said, "We live just across the river in North Dakota. Would you be willing to include us?" And we said, "Of course." So right now, we have locations all over the state. In fact, we have a map posted of last year's registrants on our website. And then this year, of course, we're expanding into Norway, and I'll let Katharina talk about that. But we have participants here in Minnesota and then also in North Dakota. And then our students, too, of course, the BSU students who participate as facilitators in the program are from all across the state. Last year, we had a great Zoom meeting, our final meeting, and I was in the Boundary Waters. Katharina was in Norway by then, and one of our facilitators was coming in from summer camp in Wisconsin. So our reach is really serving a lot of different people, and we're excited about that.
Great. Yeah. Katharina, do you want to talk about what's going on in Norway?
Well, as Danielle mentioned, the very first day that I arrived in Norway, we had this meeting. And I remember I had to stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning here so that I could attend that meeting. But it was so fun because it was great to hear from the teacher candidates how they felt about the program. And that really led me to question the possibility of doing something similar here in Norway. As a Fulbright roving scholar, I've spent the year visiting Ungdomsskola, like lower secondary students. And I reached out to the Norwegian National Center for English and Foreign Languages and Education and just asked them, "Hey, would you be willing to support Norwegian students in this rural book club?" And so they said, "Yes, of course. Just let us know what books you need. We will mail them to the students in Norway." And so it's just very exciting for us. We have this rural reach in the United States, and now we have this rural reach in Norway. So, you know, the possibilities are endless for this program, and we're just really excited for this summer.
What is in store for the summer? Danielle, can you talk about what books the rural readers will be reading?
Yeah, we have a great lineup. Our first book is Apple in the Middle by Don Quigley. And our second book is a rendition of Tuck Everlasting. It's called Tuck Everlasting, the Graphic Memoir, and it's a beautiful book that has been watercolored for the graphic art. And then our final book is Gather by Ken Caddell, and we're excited about that. That one's set in Maine. So we have a really strong, all three books have a strong rural thread this year, and we're excited to have them. And then we'll be offering opportunities to talk with the graphic illustrator, Catherine Maynard Woodward, and also with Ken Caddell, the author of Gather. And we have sessions for Norwegian students that are in the afternoon in Minnesota time, and then evening sessions for the participants to discuss books and then meet and talk with the authors as well and the illustrator.
We really try to be intentional with the books that we select. And so we always are looking for a book with rural perspective. We also try to find a book with an Indigenous perspective. And then that third book is usually, what do we call it, Danielle?
The window book, right? That brings a broader perspective to another world or another place. Yes.
Yes. And so the author of the graphic novel Tuck Everlasting is a Minnesota-based illustrator. So that was really appealing to us. So again, trying to bring in the Minnesota connection. And we've also found that graphic novels are very motivating for students to read. And so we were really excited that the illustrator would participate in a Zoom with the students this year.
This is What We're Reading on KAXE KBXE, and today we're talking with Katharina O'Connell and Danielle Sullivan. They are the creators of Reaching Rural Readers, a free book club for rural Minnesota high school students. Can you talk about how the English education and elementary education majors at Bemidji State University, how did their role in this come about, and what has that response been like from them?
And this is the area that I work with the most. And early on, we decided that we wanted them to participate. So initially, we were thinking of this as this book club, but then this question came up of like, well, what if some of our students could participate? And this has grown from just giving them an opportunity to get some experience leading discussions to an active inquiry that we're undertaking through our research. And it's predicated on this idea that a lot of English teachers focus a lot on skills. Just, we're talking about like reading comprehension, which is super important to literacy, but they don't get the opportunity to help students engage in books with discussion because there's such a skills focus, especially right now as we have this attention to science-based literacy. And that's really vital. We need them to make those connections to themselves, to their communities, in order to grow their literacy skills. So that's how we got them involved to say, hey, you have this great opportunity to practice leading discussions without this overarching, hey, we got to teach these skills in this class so that they can get comfortable with it. They also get the opportunity to develop their own questions and their own ideas for how to engage the readers and help them get to know each other. And they have found this really beneficial.
Speaking of research, I did notice on the webpage for the Reaching Rural Readers that there is kind of a research component that the two of you are working on as well. And Katharina, do you want to catch us up on what that is all about?
So we're looking at two different things. So we are looking at motivation to read. And so for our Reaching Rural Readers, the students who are in high school participating in the program, we are looking to find what motivates them. Like what motivates you to read a book? What motivates you to read a book in the summer? Right? What motivates you to attend a Zoom meeting and talk about books? And we're collecting information in both quantitative and qualitative measures. And it's been really interesting to see what the students have to say. For example, some students say, I don't have anything to do in the summer, and this is just a great way to connect with other readers across Minnesota. Some students say, I really wanted the books. I don't have book access in the summer. And others said, I was really motivated to read the books because I knew we were going to have a conversation with the book author. So I needed to finish it. And so we're looking at those kinds of things for the participants. But then for our teacher candidates, we're looking at self-efficacy and how does this experience help them develop their teaching practice? How does leading a discussion online and having to endure that long pause, right, when we're waiting for students to respond, like how do you manage that? How do you ask follow-up questions? How do you respond when students ask you questions? And so we're looking at two different things, but they are definitely connected. And so we're hoping to write some papers and present this work here very soon.
I did want to ask today if there was still time for readers to sign up for the program for the summer, but I just noticed on your website that your registration is full, which is great. I'm glad to see that so many people were interested in this. Is there still time? Do you have a wait list? And how can people just learn more about this great program?
We do have a wait list, and we're so just grateful for the speed at which people registered for the program. So we are currently full, but we have a wait list in case a student decides they don't want to participate. But we certainly appreciate the highlight because, as mentioned earlier, we will absolutely be running this program again next year, and we hope to further our rural reach. Maybe we'll be reaching students in rural Wisconsin or Iowa or South Dakota. So we also really appreciate people who help contribute to this program because this is all funded through grants and donations. We mail the books to students at no charge to them, and we do need help paying for those books. So that's why we do have to set a limit on the number of students who can participate. So people can donate through the website there, which is connected to the BSU Foundation, a 501c3 organization. So everything is monitored and accountable, transparent. But yes, anyone who's interested, please get on our wait list because then we will have your information and we can connect you next year when registration opens.
My last question, Danielle, if you want to start, why is this project so important to you? Why is getting our young people into books? Why is that important to you?
Well, I'm an English major myself, right? An English professor, and reading has always been central to my life from a very young age. So I'm very passionate about that. And I want all to who want to have that experience to be able to experience the joys of reading and going to other worlds and understanding new perspectives and different characters. We also know that right now, a lot of research indicates that youth are reading fewer full-length texts. And I think it's really important to provide an opportunity for them to do that, especially those who are motivated to do that and may not have the opportunity otherwise.
Okay, Katharina, how about you?
As a teacher from a rural school, as a student who grew up in a rural school, I just feel it's so important that we have books and learning opportunities available for our students in rural areas. Research suggests that we have these book deserts, these areas where students cannot access books. And so for me, being able to mail students three books and free of charge, like these are your books, they are yours to read and own and put on a bookshelf and share. I just think that's so empowering and motivating, and it is such a gift and a joy, a privilege for us to be able to do this. So for me, when we talk about rural education, I think it's really important that we make sure that education is equitable and that our students have the resources they need to keep learning all year.